وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد، إن شاء الله we have the class of tafsir from سورة الأنفال, the beginning of the surah. This is surah 8, first verse. إن شاء الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الأنفال, قل الأنفال لله والرسول, فاتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم, وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. This surah, Surah Al-Anfal, the surah of spoils, the booty. Mainly Allah talks about the battle of Badr. The battle of Badr, the first battle between the Muslims and their disbelievers. That great battle which the Muslims encountered their enemy unexpectedly. They were not expecting to fight. Rather, they went to get to take the caravan of the pagans. But what happened that is that they encounter the idol worshippers, Abu Jahl, led by Abu Jahl, who were prepared for fight, who left Makkah to fight. And there were about 1,000 soldiers. There were 1,000 people, the idol worshippers, where the Muslims, led by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were about 314. Big difference. But yet Allah gave the victory to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers. Yes, so this surah, Allah talks about that battle. Many ayat. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, يسألونك عن الأنفال. They ask you, meaning so the Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عن الأنفال, about the spoils of war. The spoils of war. Of war. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُ ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. قُلِ الْأَنْفَالُ لِلَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ. Say, the spoils are for Allah and the Messenger. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُ ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. So fear Allah, O believers, and are just all matters of difference among you. And are just all matters of difference among you. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولًا. Obey Allah and His Messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you are believers. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command the believers to leave aside their differences, not to differ, and to rectify their matters, to adjust their differences about the spoils of war. Rather, they should obey Allah Azza wa Jal. They shouldn't differ in dunya, especially when the Messenger Hussein is with them. And Allah said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, feel a fear in their hearts. Feel a fear in their hearts. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when His verses, the Quran, are recited unto them, they mean the verses increase their faith. زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, increase their faith. وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they put their trust in their Lord, means alone. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the characteristics of the true believers, which is that when they are reminded Allah, they fear Allah. they fear Allah. And when the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal is recited unto them, they increase faith in the ayat. They increase faith. And وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, they put their trust in their Lord alone. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, who perform a salah, they establish the prayer, they perfect their salah, and spend out of that we have provided them. Means they give the zakah. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, it is they who are the believers in truth. لَهُمْ دَرَجَاتٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, for them are greatest of dignity with their Lord, and forgiveness and generous provision means paradise. So these believers with these characteristics of fearing Allah when they are reminded, of increasing faith in the verses of Allah, of putting their trust in Allah alone, of establishing the prayer and providing and spending out of that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them with, those are هم المؤمنون حقا, the true believers in truth. They are the true believers in truth. And what Allah promised for them? What will they get from Allah? لهم درجات عند ربهم, for them are greatest levels of dignity with their Lord. ومغفرة, and forgiveness. ورزق كريم, and a generous provision or goodly provision, which is the Jannah, paradise. So if you believe in Allah, and you fear Allah, and you obey Allah and His Messenger, and the verse of Allah increase you in faith, and you rely on Allah alone, you establish the prayer, you give zakah, you spend to the cause of Allah, then know you are the true believer in truth. You are a believer in truth. And Allah promised you, subhanah, to forgive your sin and to give you Jannah. Then Allah said in verse 5, كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَإِنَّ فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لَكَارِهُونَ يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَ كَأَنَّمَا يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ وَهُمْ يُنْظَرُونَ. This is about the Battle of Badr and how the believers were feeling before they started fighting their enemy. And as your Lord calls you, means all the Messenger of Allah Muhammad, to go out from your home with the truth, and verily a part among the believers dislike it, disputing with you concerning the truth after it was made manifest, it was made clear, as if they were being driven to death while they were looking at. So in this ayah, subhanallah, how much some of the believers were hating, they dislike it, to go with the Prophet ﷺ. كأنما يساقون إلى الموت, it's as if they were being driven to death, they're being taken to death while they are looking at it. So this is a proof that the Muslims, they didn't like to go to fight. They were not prepared. Just like someone who see he's being led to death is not prepared for it. And Allah said, it means just like the one who is being taken to death hates it. They were hating to go to war because they were not ready for it. And it was the first battle. And Allah said, وَإِذْ يَعِدُكُمُ اللَّهُ إِحْدَى الطَّائِفَتَيْنِ أَنَّهَا لَكُمْ وَتَوَدُّونَ أَنَّ غَيْرَ ذَاتِ الشَّوْكَةِ تَكُونُ لَكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ بِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَيَقْطَعَ دَابِرَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And remember, when Allah promised you, means all Muslims, one of the two parts, means of the enemy, either the army or the caravan. Either the army, you defeat the army, or you get the caravan, you get the wealth. That it should be yours. You wish that the one not armed, the caravan, should be yours. But Allah will to justify the truth by His words. But Allah will to justify the truth by His words. And to cut off the roots of the disbelievers, means in that battle of Badr. Why? لِيُحِقَّ الْحَقَّ وَيُبْطِلَ الْبَاطِلَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. So he, Allah, might cause the truth to trump and bring falsehood to nothing. Even though the mujrimun, the disbelievers, polytheism, sinners, criminals hate it. So the Muslims, Allah promised them that they either will defeat their enemy, they go to war, and they confront their enemy and they defeat them, or they get the caravan. Muslims likely to get the caravan. They didn't want to go to war. Subhanallah. But Allah wanted to the war. Why? To cut off the roots of the disbelievers and to affirm the haqq. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah said, إِذْ تَسْتَغِيثُونَ رَبَّكُمْ فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ أَنِّي مُمِدُّكُمْ بِأَلْفٍ مِّنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ مُرْدِفِينَ وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى وَلِتَطْمَئِنَّ بِهِ قُلُوبُكُمْ وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And remember, when you saw help of your Lord, so you ask Allah, not someone else, not Jesus, not Prophet Muhammad, not Jailani, not Badawi, not anybody else, but Rabbakum, your Lord. When you saw the help of your Lord, Prophet Muhammad, he himself, his companion, are asking Allah. They're asking their Lord, not somebody else. How someone come after them and asking themselves instead of their Lord, Allah. And remember when you saw help of your Lord and he answered you, saying, I will help you with 1,000 of angels, each behind the other, following one another in succession. Allah made it only as glad tidings. Allah made it only as glad tidings, and that your hearts be at rest therewith. And there is no victory except from Allah. Verily Allah is Almighty, always. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that Prophet Muhammad and his companion saw help of Allah, of their Lord, and Allah answered to them. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَكُمْ. Allah answered to you. Yes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them with angels, thousands of angels, each behind the other, following one another. Subhanallah. Why? Why that great number? One angel is sufficient. Why thousands? In order to have a glad tidings. Yes. When you need help and you are confronting your enemy and you get one soldier who is very brave, who can get rid of all of them, or you have thousands of soldiers, you wanted to have thousands of soldiers, that number makes meaning to you. The same thing. And Allah said, وَمَنْ نَصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. And there is no victory except from Allah. Verily Allah is Almighty, All-Wise. Allah showed that in reality in the battle of Badr, that the Nasr, the victory is only from Him. Because Allah defeat the 1,000 idol worshippers who were prepared to fight. And Allah gave the victory to him, sleeping, slumber. And He caused water rain to descend on you, means all the Muslims, from the sky to clean you thereby, and to remove from you the ridges, the whispering, evil suggestions of shaitan, and to strengthen your heart and make you feel make your feet firm thereby. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the companion a slumber to take over them, to sleep, to rest. And Allah sent water, sky, to purify them, to take them away, the whisper of shaitan, and to make their heart firm, Allahu Akbar, and their feet rooted, strengthen their heart, and make their feet firm thereby. So they are brave, they are strong, spiritually and physically. And then Allah said, إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَاضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ الْبَنَانِ. And remember, when your Lord revealed to the angels, verily, I am with you, so keep firm those who have believed. I will cast terror into the heart of those who have disbelieved. So strike them over the necks and smite over all their fingers and toes. ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله ومن يشاقق الله ورسوله فإن الله شديد العقاب. This is because they defy and disobey Allah and His Messenger. And whoever defies and disobeys Allah's Messenger, then verily Allah is severe in punishment. ذلكم فذوقوه أن للكافرين عذاب النار. This is determined to test it, and surely for the disbeliever is the torment of the fire. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that he commands the angels what they should do, and that he is with them, and how they should punish the enemy of Allah. And the angel of Allah did obey Allah, and they punish, they kill Abu Jahl and 69 of other great idol worshippers, the heads of the idol worshippers. Why? Because those people, they disobey Allah and His Messenger. They defied Allah and His Messenger. And Allah is severing punishment. And they've been said, test. Yes, tested means the punishment of this life. وَأَنَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Worse than that, for the disbeliever is the torment of the fire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from punishment both in this life and the hereafter. اللهم آمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.